What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for our Friday morning look, our last look for the week, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The report of the Department of Epidemiology at the Ministry of Health from this Thursday reports that there are 2,793 new cases of COVID-19 in the country, registered in the last 24 hours. Three deaths have also been reported, and one from an earlier date, for a total of 8,288 deaths and a fatality rate of 0.9%. To detect the new cases, 13,604 tests were applied, and this yielded a positivity of 20.5%. The total number of active cases in the country is 28,046. Of those, 27,716 are in home isolation and 330 are hospitalized. Those in isolation are divided into 27,681 at home and 35 in the so-called hospital hotels. Now, there are 294 patients hospitalized in the wards and 36 in the intensive care units. Epidemiological surveillance of monkeypox is maintained in Panama through experts from the Gorgas Commemorative Institute for Health Studies. This was revealed by the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, who reminded us that there are no suspected cases of the disease in the country. We're also working with the Pan-American Health Organization, the PAHO, in conjunction with other countries to have a specific test to detect those infected, said Sucre. He added that at this time, the Gorgas Institute for Health Studies is training staff to be able to diagnose the presence of the virus. Sucre's statements came after the Costa Rican Ministry of Health reported that the suspected case of monkeypox in the Central American country had been ruled out. Regarding COVID-19, he explained that recombined cases are occurring in the country. That is, patients have been infected with two different variants of Omicron, for example, with BA1 and BA2. For her part, the Minister of Health, the Deputy Minister of Health, Ira Ruiz, announced that a new batch of pediatric vaccines will be arriving in Panama in the coming days to continue with the application to minors. Ruiz mentioned that in the next few days, the drugs Molnupiravir and Paxlovid will arrive in the country, which seek to reduce the impact of COVID-19 on patients with chronic diseases. In the midst of the crisis that the capital is experiencing due to poor garbage collection, the administrator of the Urban and Home Cleaning Authority, the AAUD, Pedro Castillo, assured that the problem is a consequence of the low budget that the entity has. In the Budget Commission of the National Assembly, Castillo admitted that Panama is flooded with garbage, but the AAUD does not have the money to fix trucks or pay for what it owes. If I don't have money, you can't expect the authority to provide the service, he complained to the deputies last Tuesday. The commission approved a transfer of $937,332, but to manage the payments for the months of March, April and May, this is owed to the collection truck contractors. Castillo warned that while the AAUD seeks the funds and signs a contract with the company that rents the trucks, the situation could trigger a public health crisis. The AAUD was approved a budget of $59.1 million for the fiscal year. Garbage has taken over the streets of the capital in recent weeks. Piles of waste scattered on public roads make up the uncomfortable scene that is repeated in the 26 corregimientos despite the complaints of the citizens. And apparently nothing will change for now. Pedro Castillo, administrator of the Urban and Home Cleaning Authority, made it clear last Tuesday, the 7th of June, in the Budget Commission of the National Assembly, that he does not have the resources to deal with the problem. The official admitted that Panama is flooded with garbage, which in his opinion can unleash the public health crisis. At the same time, he told the deputies that the problem is based on this lack of a budget. I have 2 years in which we have been subject to budget cuts. No one can do magic, least of all us. I don't have money to fix trucks or pay what I owe. I'm going to speak bluntly. If I don't have money, you can't expect the authority to provide the service, Castillo complained. In turn, he indicated that the AAUD is doing the collection to the extent that we can and with the equipment that we have. warning the deputies that in 2023 budget hearings they value the entity, they do not make cuts and see what is currently happening with garbage, because if we continue like this, the next year is going to be worse. The head of the AAUD blamed the Comptroller General of the Republic, headed by Gerardo Solis, for the lack of endorsement of the accounts with the contractors, who according to them have already presented themselves, and the Comptroller simply has not endorsed it. On June the 3rd, President Laurentino Cortizo vetoed Bill number 241 of 2022. This modifies Law 24 of 1996 that creates the Madungandai region. President Cortizo emphasized that the project is unenforceable as a whole for infringing as a direct violation the provisions contained in Articles number 122, 23, 24 and 125, numerals 1, 4, 5 and 7, and the final paragraph of Article number 126 and Article number 127 of the Panamanian Constitution. With this rule, new corregimientos were created within the aforementioned region and new regulations were issued on its limits. It also establishes that Lake Baiano is within that indigenous zone and allowed the creation of transportation concessions. In a letter sent by President Cortizo to the Deputy President of the National Assembly, Crispiano Adames, it was recalled that the rule reforms Law number 24, 26 years after it was enacted. He also highlighted in a letter that these reforms are the expansion of the boundaries of the region currently delimited by Article number 1 of the aforementioned law. Another point highlighted by the President in his veto is that this reform is economically unfeasible. A point highlighted by the President is that in a brief comparative analysis between the current provision and the modification that Bill number 241 intends to introduce, it is possible to conclude what the legislator proposes is supposed to increase almost in the double of its size the territorial extension that currently maintains the region. Former Comptroller Frederico Humbert won a court battle against merchant Mario Martinelli, brother of former President Ricardo Martinelli. Indeed, the Superior Court of Appeals of the First Judicial District rejected as inadmissible an appeal filed by Mario Martinelli against a decision by a court of guarantees that did not approve reopening a case against Humbert. In a hearing held last Tuesday, the 7th of June, Magistrates Mauricio Marin, Giovannini, and Antinori and Carlos Barragan listened to the parties and ruled that in this case the complaint was not admitted and therefore they could not challenge the decision of the judge of guarantees that he had previously ordered the filing of the said complaint against Humbert. In 2019, Mario Martinelli accused Humbert of allegedly committing the crimes of abuse of authority and infringement of the duties of a public servant, an illegal act that he would have committed when he was exercising comptrollership of the Republic, and allegedly ordered to suspend incentives to companies in which Martinelli was a partner. At the hearing, Humbert was represented by Carlos Munoz Pope and Martinelli by Ivan Castillo. President Laurentino Cortizo, during his speech at the Ninth Summit of the Americas on the afternoon of this Tuesday, told his counterparts that the challenge is to materialize the decisions made at the regional forum, which takes place in the city of Los Angeles. President Cortizo told those attending the Los Angeles Convention Center that he found the topics discussed at the summit timely because they are the key to the development of the nations of the area. In his speech, he took the opportunity to emphasize that Panama lived daily the drama of irregular migrants who risk their lives every day when crossing the Darien jungle. He reminded the heads of state that many of these migrants die during a hard journey through the Darien jungle, and therefore it would be necessary to combat poverty in each country and offer opportunities to the citizens of these towns. For the Panamanian president, he and his colleagues in the region have the challenge of focusing on common problems. As an example, he cited economic recovery, which will require international cooperation. He reiterated that one of those objectives is to reduce poverty and social inequality, which is one of the reasons why irregular migration occurs. President Cortizo wondered if having opportunities in each nation, its citizens would decide to emigrate in search of a better life. Therefore, When the summit concludes, the governments must dedicate themselves to finding these solutions so that there is no need to risk their lives through the Darien jungle on their way to the United States. Another point he recalled is that the pandemic and Russia's invasion of Ukraine have consequences for the entire world, which most harshly affects the most vulnerable sectors, especially in the Americas. And President Cortizo spoke before the President of the United States, Joe Biden, who, upon opening the session this Thursday, recalled that the Americas will always be important to his country. A man and woman were apprehended this Thursday by personnel from the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office as part of the investigations for the alleged commission of crimes against the public administration in the form of aggravated embezzlement to the detriment of the National Charity Lottery, the LMB. The apprehended official worked during the period under investigation at the CHEPO agency. This man is allegedly linked to the crime of aggravated intentional embezzlement. One of the proceedings took place this Thursday morning at the facilities of the LMB agency located in Rio Abajo, in which the official was apprehended. Meanwhile, the other person, a woman, was apprehended through a search proceeding at a residence located in Mano de Piedra, district of Arnulfo Arias, district of San Miguelito. These people will be brought by the anti-corruption prosecutor before a judge of guarantees. This is for due legalization of their arrests and the imputation of charges and the application of the corresponding precautionary measures. The anti-corruption prosecutor, Carlos Cuadra, said that it is a high-ranking official of the LMB and a private individual who are allegedly linked to the events that have been investigated since the 17th of March of last year for the alleged theft of notebooks from the entity assigned to different agencies. Six people have already been charged in this process, including former officials and individuals. According to the public ministry, the notebooks that were stolen from the entity and that were assigned to the agencies were then left in the hands of officials who proceeded through third parties to collect the winning tickets and profit from them. And that's it. There we go. There's our look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.